Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Brotherhood Academy Radio. This is episode number 002. This is going to be a solo episode. We're going to have a few of these. My co-host, Paul Ballantyne, will be on the longer episodes with some guests in the future. But we're going to do some solo ones, some shorties, I guess. We'll just call them a still alarm or something like that. We've got to come up with a cool name. So if you have not listened, I am Nick Hilton. All right, and I am your host, and the whole point of this podcast is to demonstrate to everybody the importance of the volunteer fire service, okay? The dedicated men and women of the volunteer and call fire service are struggling to maintain their ranks. We believe that through networking, teamwork, discussion, and action, we can fight for a dying breed. This podcast is not only for those selfless members who leave their homes, their families, and their jobs to serve their communities, but it's also for the career firefighters, community leaders, and taxpayers who may not have a full understanding of what we are all about. All right, so let's kick this off. This episode, again, is number 002. We're going to kick it off with our theme song.
Nick and Paul, Brotherhood Academy. Enjoy the show, Brotherhood Academy Radio. They've been friends since they were in diapers, so they have the same heart to be. Volunteer firefighters, Brotherhood Academy. Fight for a dying breed, Brotherhood Academy. Brotherhood Academy. Brotherhood Academy Radio.
All right. So what I want to talk to you about in this episode is gratitude and praise. And I feel that gratitude is the number one most important thing when trying to maintain a membership and retain your members on the fire department. All right, I'm going to start this off with a story. I had heard a few years ago about a fire chief that did not give gratitude or praise to their members after a call. All right, and I guess from what I heard is the officers mentioned it to him. Hey, why aren't we thanking the guys for coming out? Middle of the night, or leaving dinner, or leaving your family, you're going to calls, you're answering calls. And the chief wasn't recognizing that, wasn't thanking it. And his answer was, it should be implied, it should go without saying, that they're doing a good job. And that they're appreciated. But you know what? No, that's a big no-no. That's not true. All right? Why is gratitude important? There's a multitude of reasons. I've narrowed it down to three for this show. All right. Number one, gratitude is important because it makes people feel appreciated. How simple is that? Okay? How many times have your members come out for calls? You may be a busy department, you may be a slow department. Especially if it's a slow department, you want to thank your members. You want to show appreciation. You want to show gratitude. All right? Nobody wants to leave their home to go help out at a work detail or participate in a training or do some extra duties around the station and not feel appreciated for it. I mean, some of us may be getting paychecks, fine. But money isn't everything, you know? I mean, how many of us have full-time jobs that we are not really happy at? You get paid, you're not really happy at it. You want to keep these people coming back. You want them to be happy. You want them to feel appreciated. All right? And that brings me into number two. It keeps them coming back. It keeps your members participating. It keeps them answering the calls. It keeps them showing up for training and for the work details. Gratitude is important because of that. We all complain about how we don't have members, we don't have the numbers, we don't have the people showing up. Well, take a look at how you are treating them. Are you showing them gratitude? All right? And then the third one is that it sets an example for the future leaders. New members coming in, young people coming in are watching you. They're watching the leaders, they're watching the senior members. You need to set an example. We all need to set the example for the new people coming in, all right? And that is crucial and especially with showing gratitude. So set that example. All right, we're going to go into why is praise important. All right, praise boosts confidence. Remember when you were a kid? It's long ago for a lot of us. All right, you remember when you're a kid and you do something good, you get a good grade at school, or you do good in sports, or you have a good game, or whatever, and your parents praise you, or your coach praises you, then it boosts your confidence, all right? At work, at the workplace, if you do something good, and your boss says, hey, awesome job, what does that do to you? It boosts your confidence. You need to be praising your members, okay? And the second thing that it does is it motivates your members to do more. When people are motivated, or people are praised, and they feel appreciated, they're going to want to do more. And that's only going to benefit your department, and it's going to benefit your members and your community. All right, so when do we want to take this action on gratitude and praise? There's many times when this can be applied and done. All right, one is after a call, immediately after a call. All right, if you require everyone to come back to the station to fill out an attendance roster or something, that's the perfect time to thank them all for coming out. Shake their hands. Tell them they did a good job. If there was something that can be improved upon, mention that too. After action meeting is perfect, okay? So after a call, every call, appreciate them and show some praise. The next is at meetings and trainings. How often do you hold a meeting? How often do you hold trainings? My department, we do a monthly meeting once a month, first Thursday of every month. And then every Thursday after that is a training night. Okay? Perfect, perfect opportunity to show praise and to show appreciation to your members. All right, the next is through social media. If you don't have a social media account, at least a Facebook for your fire department, you are so far behind right now. All right, if you want to succeed, let me just get off topic right here. If you want to succeed and you want your fire department to gain membership and you want your fire department to gain funding and support from your community, you better get at least a Facebook page at the minimum. Instagram is getting out there. There's a lot of fire departments on Instagram. It's another great platform, and it's free. It costs nothing. But use those social media platforms to show appreciation to your members, okay? Your members are going to get, they're going to be scrolling through Facebook, they're going to be scrolling through Instagram, and they're going to see a post from your fire department that has a picture of them doing something or has a message about them doing something. That's going to make them feel awesome. They're going to want to share that with everybody, and they're going to come back the next day, and they're going to want to do more. All right, the next thing is annual events. How many of your departments out there have an annual award ceremony? Crucial. If you don't, seriously think about doing that. It's very easy to do. It boosts confidence when you have your members coming up to you guys as officers or chiefs and receiving an award for something that they've done. You can do something as simple as a service award. Recognizing their years of service is another one. Okay? Firefighter of the Year. We do this every year. All right, we do this every single year. We just did it a week and a half ago. All of our members, they vote in a Firefighter of the Year a week before. It's brought on and voted by the membership. There's no picking favorites. There's no sucking up to any chiefs or officers. It's voted upon by everybody. And it's presented in front of the entire dinner, the entire firefighters' ball that we do. All right, so annual events, plan an annual event. And then finally, an indirect appreciation indirectly towards the public or to the public. And what I mean by this is this is something that's so easy to do, especially if you're a fire officer or a chief. If you're on a call, say it's something simple like a fire alarm activation at a residence and you got a smoke detector that's bad and the battery needs changed or something, or you're on a CO call or, I don't know, a funny smell in somebody's house. While the guys are working and while they're changing out the battery or cleaning out the detector or shutting off the gas stove or whatever that's being done that's not life hazard or, you know, dangerous to the residents. As a commanding officer, that's a perfect opportunity to be talking to the public and saying, hey, we really appreciate what these guys are doing. You know, they're here on their time. They left home, or whatever time of the day it is. They left work, they left their jobs, and they're here. You don't have to brag about it, but just make friendly conversation to the homeowners. And what this does is a bunch of things. I mean, think about it. It you're going to have your guys overhearing it, probably, and that's going to make them feel good, and that's going to make them feel more apt to, again, come back, retention, do more things, do more. You know, if someone feels appreciated, they're going to do more. This also educates the public, right? As far, you know, educates them on what you guys do, what we all do. You know, a lot of people in my community don't even understand that we're volunteers. They think that everybody that's coming up to their house for their emergency is being paid full-time and they're on duty. You know, until we take our gear off and we're wearing khakis and polos, you know, and I don't know, sneakers or whatever. You know, so indirectly to the public. You know, and it also makes the public feel a little bit more comfortable because you're getting on a personal level with them in a conversation. So I am going to give everybody who's listening a challenge. All right, it's a two-part challenge. What I want you to do this week is I want you to give gratitude to one member of your fire department each day of this week. In any form, all right, any of the forms I give you, either after a call, at a meeting, at a training, through social media. If you have an annual event coming up this week, sure, do it then, and then indirectly to the public. All right, and the next part of that is to give praise to one member each day of the week, this week, and do it through the same means as I gave you before. All right, so that is your challenge for the week. All right, I want to thank everybody. I want to show gratitude towards you guys and girls for taking your time to listen to this brand new podcast. There's going to be some awesome things coming up, I promise you that. These solo episodes are going to be quick and to the point and blunt at times. And then the episodes where Paul's with me and we have some guests, it's going to be fun. All right, there's going to be some really cool discussions. We've got a lot planned. And also, thank you for listening or watching my videos that I put up on Facebook and Instagram. We're on Facebook, Brotherhood Academy Radio on Facebook. Just search it, it's a page, hit like, follow it, share it. All right, and then Instagram. I have an Instagram account. It's NickHilton_bar, B-A-R, for Brotherhood Academy Radio. So NickHilton_bar. Please follow that. Please, please, please. I post a lot of really, really cool stuff on there. So again, thank you, everybody. All right, and this concludes episode 002. All right, thank you so much.